Here are today's top stories. The Illinois primary came and went. Now, what do we got to look forward to? Our lives are over! Donald Trump won in Illinois, and he took to the press today to say that there would be riots if he wasn't named the Republican nominee. Good strategy. Also, when asked who's advising on his foreign policy ideas, he said, I'm speaking with myself. Donald Trump is becoming less Donald Trump and more the guy with the megaphone on State Street, speaking to himself, causing riots. Now all he has to do is say, God will smite you! And he's full megaphone guy. Hillary Clinton won in Illinois by a smidge. The Park Ridge native eked out a win against a Vermont senator. That's what you get when you put on that Yankees hat. We never forget. And Bernie Sanders ended up losing in Illinois after running against Romney. No, that doesn't work. When reached for comment, Bernie Sanders said, hello? 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 How does what? Put this up to my ear? Hello? Marge, it's for you! Oh, I'm going to miss doing that. This election also marks a first. An incumbent was defeated by a hashtag. Kim Fox beat Anita Alvarez, but activists are saying the real winner was the hashtag by Anita. Hashtag by Anita hit up L stations to shake hands this morning, which was awkward because the hashtag has no hands. And Speaker Madigan beat up on Governor Rauner and his candidates yesterday. Rauner didn't pick up any seats and do any damage to Madigan's supermajority. So there you have it. Madigan wins the election and the spoils, 6 weeks off to do nothing. Money well spent. Millions. Not to be outdone, the city council wanted in on the political action this morning. They raised the age of smoking to 21 years old. That sucks. Also, no more chewing tobacco at major sporting stadiums. Obviously, haven't watched a baseball game lately. It's pretty much all baseball players do. And the worst, a 50-cent surcharge on credit card purchases and cabs. That was presented by Alderman John Uber. Pretty much guarantees we're all going to take ride-sharing from here on out. Good job, City Council. President Obama nominated a judge for Supreme Court today. Merrick Garland is the name that will be dragged through the mud by both the GOP and the press. I could picture the Atlantic now. Just who is Merrick Garland? Here's what we know. Garland's a judge in D.C. He's a white dude. He was almost nominated before. And oh yeah, he's Jewish and he's from the northern suburbs here in Illinois. I could picture the news reports now live from Niles West. They won't be able to find anyone who actually knows him, so they'll just interview the kids who are hanging out in front in schools skateboarding. Oh, I don't know. He sounds weird. That sounds like a very weird name. What's up? Watch this, Ollie. Oh, oh. And then it'll be like 35 seconds of Ollie's. Like, that's the thing with skateboarders. They never actually get it, right? You do an Ollie, it's like 2 seconds, and then they, oh, let me try it again. Oh, almost got it. Oh, almost got it. In weather, beautiful day, huh? What's with the wind? Chill wind. In sports, the NCAA tournament starts tomorrow, so get ready for those awesome stories about how productivity in the workplace is going to suffer. Oh, come on. No Illinois teams are represented, which really is what the city council should have been talking about today. That's a crime. The Hawks are back at it tonight. They get the Flyers. The Hawks are slumping. Quick, line up some games against Nashville. That's always a good tonic. The Bulls are also back at it, holding on by percentage points to that eighth seed in the East. That's the one place you don't want to be. There is like one good team in the East, and that's the number one seeded Cavs. I'd rather the Bulls miss the playoffs entirely than get the Cavs in the first round. I haven't had a chance to say it, but I like what I'm seeing from the Bears this offseason. Bringing in speedy linebackers, signing Akeem Nicks on a defensive line. It looks like the Bears want to get back to defensive football, which is awesome. Vic Fangio, show us what you're made of. I want to see a ton of weird blitzes. I mean, you got to be the weird blitz guy. And the Sox lose Adam LaRoche to retirement, saying he wanted to have his kid in the clubhouse, but the Sox wouldn't let him. That can't be right, really? I mean, if it's right, you passed up $13 million to avoid getting a babysitter? Eh, who cares? He hit like 200 and he was always hurt. Have a good life shooting deer or whatever you do on the hunting channel. Well, that's the carryout for March 16th, 2016. Hey, have some corned beef and cabbage today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, possibly Tuesday.